cool.
Picking up from last time, Gundren says, you know, he continues with his thank yous of, you know, thanks for saving me, this, that, and the other. And yes, I know you gentlemen want to search the castle, but I don't want any more to do with that owlbear. I suggest we head back to Phandalin ASAP. Do you agree?
Yes. If you have everything that you need from here, I'm fine leaving.
Excellent. Oh, and quick note, I do have marked down that you guys did search that one room and found Sildar Hallwinter's, like his armor, his shield.
And yeah, I'd taken his, okay. Yeah, I'd pick that stuff up before, okay, perfect. Sildar's stuff, because Gundren said it was his.
So. Yep. All right, so it is mid-morning right now. And if you guys set back out toward town, you could probably get this accomplished in about a day and a half. Actually, about a little bit more than a day, not quite a day and a half.
Yeah, need to set out and then possibly set up camp as it gets darker and give us a chance to rest back up before we get to town.
Okay, excellent.
Sounds like a plan.
All right, so we'll say about 15 minutes into your journey, and no need to roll for survival and such just yet, because you are, you know, you kind of recognize this area so far, but there's some rustling in the woods, and you stop to kind of peer out what's going on there, making sure it's not a bugbear or an owl or owlbear or something that got loose. And approaching you through the forest are the two members of your party that you left behind at the at Phandalin.
Oh, good. Dax, Salty, nice for you guys to catch up. This is, do you remember Gundren?
Yes. No.
Of course I remember Gundren.
Good to see you guys alive. Look, we got ears.
That's big old, that's bag
a lot of ears. Good job.
Mortis, I'm a little concerned in how much you love other creatures' ears.
Tyrone pulls up the head of the bugbear. It's like, we got a head too.
We just collected all
three. I forgot you cut the head off, yeah. Yeah, one goblin got to live. Thank the gods.
With his ears intact, unfortunately.
With his ears and his body, he actually fought for us against this bugbear that we killed to save Gundren. We were just heading back to town, actually. We didn't feel like we had the strength to do much more other than head back to town, so we killed, I don't know, like 15, 20 goblins and pretty beat.
Glad you guys are alive. So, where were you?
That is a wonderful question.
I mean, we were facing, you know, death, and you guys weren't there, so what's the deal?
Well, if you had chosen to wake me up before leaving, I would have been with you.
We tried.
Is that going to be a thing? Do we need to have somebody wake everybody up for adventures?
All I'm saying is, I'm older. I like to sleep. Sometimes it takes a little bit.
You humans and you're sleeping. It's weird.
I'm a gnome.
I mean, you're like a human, but smaller.
God, I'm a racist. Appear all the same.
They really are. Elves are just all the same. I'm with the gnome on this one.
And that's how I bridge peace between two races. All right, guys, let's go.
The party is reunited. Okay, why don't somebody give me a survival check?
Don't worry, guys. I got this.
You got it. Not bad.
Yeah, it's not bad at all. So you roll
I told you, I got this. I know the rule is like the back of my hand. Right.
So 15 is not bad at all. And what if I
get a cut on the back of my hand?
All right, so you guys keep on rolling through here. You feel like most of the markings that you're seeing are familiar, so you don't feel like you're getting lost or anything like that. And half the day goes by, and why don't one person give me a D6 roll?
I mean, who wants to do it? I'm feeling lucky.
Boom. Six.
Carl.
Nice. I hope that's nice. I hope that doesn't be like six owlbears come out with a taste for murder.
Only four. Okay.
Perfect.
All right, so as you guys are coming through the woods there, if you remember the area, the Cragmaw Castle was at the southern, let's say the southeastern tip of the Neverwinter Woods, and that is just north of the Tribor Trail where you guys first were ambushed, okay? So now you guys are coming out of the trail, or excuse me, out of the woods. You're not quite back to the trail itself yet, but, you know, it's not all thick forest and everything of that nature. And as you kind of move into a clearing, or on the edge of a clearing, you see a campfire and what looks like, and it smells like there's cooking meat. And, exactly. And sitting around this campfire are three humanoid figures. Right now, they're probably about, let's say, 30 yards from you.
Can we tell what type of humanoids? Are they orcs sitting around the campfire? Or?
From this distance, it does look hard to say for sure, but they do look more like humans.
Okay.
Can I make a stealth check to kind of get in there? You just kind of see what they're cooking.
How close do you want to get?
I want to get to the point where I can see what race they are and kind of their intentions. Like, if they're a bunch of goons with swords and stuff, I'm clearly going to run behind the dwarf.
Okay. Yes. Go ahead and give me a stealth check.
So brave, Mortis.
Who said I was brave? Who spread that lie?
Okay, man, you're lucky you got a +9 guy.
Yeah, no kidding. So it's that's a
killing it.
A 3, and then the +9 gives you a 12. All right, so you start creeping.
I was distracted by the smell of meat.
For the right. It's like those old cartoons where the aroma comes to the window and lifts the poor guy up and walks out.
I was being mad sneaky, but then with the stomach grumbling. All right, go ahead. Sorry.
Okay, so you kind of creep out into the clearing, and as you get closer, you step on a twig and kind of freeze. And the three guys look up, and they're kind of looking around as if they may have heard something, but then they go back to their food. Looks like they are cooking some sort of a boar, and it's pretty big. I mean, it's pretty hefty, and these guys are indeed human.
Oh, okay. Bacon goes with everything. I want to kind of sneak out of the shadows and go, hi.
How's it? Man.
Hello.
Why'd you do that?
They're human. Humans are friendly.
Is that
it's cool.
Ever a good idea?
Why?
So, as you step out into the clearing, or you step up and say hi, how close are you getting to these guys? Are we just kind of, are you walking like, into the campfire?
Let's say 20 feet. Okay. Like, yo!
Okay, so all three of them stop and look at you.
Hi.
Two of them stand up. And, you know, one of them kind of sizes you up and down like it's about to be a street fight. And he's big. I mean, we're talking Bautista mixed with Hulk Hogan type big. I mean, dude is just yoked. So the smaller one, that's the one that's next to him, is as big and as yoked as this guy is. the guy next to him is pretty unassuming. Okay, you know, just rail thin and whatnot. And he taps the big dude on the shoulder and, you know, kind of calms him down. He looks and he says, "Good afternoon, friend."
Hi. Your boar smells good. I'm Mortis. How's it going?
Mortis, it is nice to meet you. I am Amon, and he steps towards you. You know, shake, you know, the hand out, shaking to shake.
Oh yeah. Yeah, I'll shake it. I know these customs.
Okay.
I'm well versed in my
heat. We can see this from the distance going
yes.
on.
Technically, you can't hear.
I was just
going to
ask, how far away are we?
Yeah, you're.
But
you're,
we can see.
You can still see it. I mean, you guys are still at the edge of the forest.
Okay.
All right. So,
can I?
Yeah.
Sorry.
Go ahead.
This is Dax. Can I attempt to start sneaking up that way in hopes, in case he gets like jumped? Or like when he gets jumped.
So
I don't want to scare them with six people coming upon their camp.
Yeah.
One or two at a time.
You can attempt it, but the problem is you're in a clearing. So unless you can attempt it, but you're gonna be belly crawling and all that kind of stuff.
Hey, anything to help a fellow elf in case some bad happens, I'll
okay.
try.
Okay, yeah, go for it.
Roll high.
Higher than you.
That's fair. That is fair. You're the new rogue.
So how... So with that 14, how close are you trying to get?
I have good movement. I basically want to, in case things go south, be able to pop up from my, you know, army crawl and run over to help. So I would say if I can get within... If I can get within 20 feet of Mortis, I'll be happy.
Okay, I will give you that. So you, while this discussion is going on and they're exchanging pleasantries, Dax is kind of, you know, shuffling along the ground, sniper style, trying to get within range of, you know, in case things go south. Anybody else doing anything?
I'm just watching, you know, and if it seems to be going well, maybe another person will get closer and not to bum rush them with, like I said, not to have six people show up at their camp all at once.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. Can I kind of look around at like the trees in the clearing, try and look like on the other side of the clearing and see if there's like anyone that might be hiding in the trees? Like these people are sort of the trap and then there's other people that would ambush us or anything like that.
Not if you're trustworthy.
Go ahead and give me a perception check.
I'm feeling a lot of faith from my party and my ability to talk. Oh, nice.
Okay, so with that 20, that is not bad at all. You're kind of, while all this is going on, you're surveying the territory. And as far as you can tell, it looks as if, you know, these are just three lone campers. You know, it's not like there's an army of whatever hiding off in the woods or anything. It looks all there.
Okay, I'm going to kind of stay back where we are and just sort of watch from a distance.
Okay, sounds good.
We're really trusting.
All right, so Amon reaches out and shakes Mortis' hand and says, "So you would like to partake in some of our catch, would you?"
Oh, if you guys don't mind, I got a gold piece for a piece of bacon, if you're good with that. I don't have anything edible to trade. I got like a bunch of, you know what, the party with my friends would probably tell me not to say that, so never mind. I would love to eat your bacon. And that's exactly what he says word for word.
We're so dead.
Yes, come join us. And he looks at cool. the big fellow and he says, you know, he's got an arm on your shoulder, and he walks you toward the big fella, and he says, this is Delic.
Whoa, your name is as burly as you are. What's up? It's nice to meet you, I'm Mortis.
And he just kind of spits at his feet and takes his seat back, you know, in front of the fire.
That's a new custom. I spit at my feet, and I also take a seat by the fire.
Amon laughs and says, I like you. You said Mordris? Mordris is it?
Mortis. It's Elvin, but it's not important.
Excellent, excellent. I like your style. And this here, cooking our fine meal, is Bonefella. And Bonefella kind of looks up to you and just gives you a quick little salute.
Yeah, right back, I do the exact same salute. Like, yeah, what's up? Okay. So, guys, first off, thank you very much for giving me some of your bacon. I appreciate that. I am also traveling with some friends. They should be coming up shortly. We mean no trouble. And if there's enough bacon for all of us, I'd be more than happy to pay for their share as well.
Oh, yes. We're always eager to help out fellow travelers. How many friends do you have?
Let's see. There's an angry dwarf. There's a tidy human. There's another elf. He's cool. I say about five. I don't know if anybody's still sleeping.
Ouch.
I'm never going to live that down.
That's why you gotta let the elf do the talking. You should let me come in and come up with a reason.
All right, so at this time, is anybody else doing anything?
Do I see him, like, waving in our direction then?
Are you waving the direction there, Mortis?
Oh, no, I'm just, like, counting on my hand.
Oh, okay, then, yeah, I'm not doing anything right now.
Okay.
I'm just watching to see if there's, like, a sign or anything.
Okay, so then Amon says, well, I'm sure there's plenty for your friends. To which Delic says, I hate freeloaders. And he takes a big bite out of, you know, the meat that he's got in his hands. And Bonefella says, would you care to partake in this before your friends arrive?
Oh, yeah, I'm probably, yeah, I should do that. They probably think you're going to kill me or something. And then he takes a bite.
Okay, so yeah, he slices off a piece of the meat and throws it your way, and everybody can see all this taking place.
Right, and then I will hand Iman about 2 gold pieces here, which I know is way too much to pay for bacon. But you know what? I love bacon, so he gets 2 go.
that's very kind of you. You know, I'm sure we'll find a way to put this to good use, although we don't, you know, it's all about humanitarianism out here. We don't have to, you don't feel like you have to pay us. I do know gold.
And that's what I was saying. You know, I saw you guys. I was like, these are good guys. I could tell.
Excellent. Well, yeah, it's, these woods are quite dangerous. So it is, you know, to help out fellow travelers, we have no problem doing that. So when should your friends be around?
Oh, I mean, honestly, here, give me a second. Guys, they got bacon.
Nope. I do not even move or breathe.
If I hear him calling out, I'll have Gundren put like his arm around me and help him hobble into closer to the camp and say, I have my own food, but I don't know how much extra we have for this man we saved.
Okay, so how dwarf we saved. So are you walking up to the camp and saying all this, or?
Yeah, like when I get closer, I'm not shouting.
Okay.
No. But yeah, I'd start heading towards camp when he kind of called for us.
Okay.
Carl sheathes his sword and like starts walking up excited about bacon.
Hey, now, Iman, seriously, pay attention to this because this is important. The dwarf is grumpy. All right, just that's a thing. I don't know what his deal is.
You'd be like, which dwarf? So yeah, when he's saying this, we get to the camp and I go, well, there's the two of us, but I think he will need the most food as he doesn't have any of his own gear with him.
Okay, so if I understand this right, everybody's up in this except for Mr. Stealth Guy still crawling on the floor, right?
What about you, Salty?
Dax wants no part of it
right now. Salt, he'll walk up with Gundren and Helmet.
Okay. So as you guys all pull up their Amanses. Oh, yes, this feller does look like he's in quite bad shape, and he kind of stands up and kicks the ground that's around him and says, you know, have a seat here. What happened to you, my kind friend? And he says to Bonfell, he goes, I think our friends here may need more than bacon. To which Bonfella agrees, and he kind of opens up a little chest that you guys hadn't really noticed before, and pulls out some wine.
Clearly, nothing but good things are happening here.
Clearly.
I was partaking from the wine.
Where's Dax?
You son of a bitch.
Oh, this is your bad. This is so good.
I say out loud,
you son of a bitch.
And then I will kind of run to, like, brush myself off and stand up and be like, I must have tripped over something on the way over.
Clumsy you. Guess you're out of it still. Still a little sleepy.
So, 13 to try to figure out if we're about to be drugged.
So, nothing seems out of the ordinary when you with your chat there.
You guys are so nervous.
So Delic stands up as soon as Dax pops up, you know, like a ninja. Delic stands up and he kind of grabs his sword, and he actually pulls it out, and he's like, and he's looking around the woods and everywhere. He's like, what manner of trickery is this? You've come to rob us? What is this?
No. He just they don't trust anybody.
You know how many times I've been attacked in the past like 3 days, bro?
Delic puts, or Amon puts his hand on Delic, says, calm down, calm down. This one too has seen many, many battles, but it sounds like you fellas have a story to tell us. And Bonfella cuts pieces of meat for everybody and tosses it your way, and starts pouring pouring wine in small glasses and little makeshift, you know, wooden flask or whatever for you guys, and starts handing them out. Tell us about your adventures.
Oh man, don't know where to start. Okay, I'll start. So it started with we're escorting this big old wagon, right? And then we get to a road, and there's a wagon in the road, and it's blocking our way. So we're like, no big deal. Let's just go move it. We got to move it, right? And then there are these little goblin things, and it was a trap the whole time.
Oh, my goodness. Right? Goblins. Sneaky little bastards.
I know. That's what I'm saying. And I tried to climb a tree to, you know, kill the goblin. Didn't work. But my guys here, they cleared it out. They're really good at that. And then we go in the cart, right? Because this goblin's just like, go in the cart. That's where your stuff is, right? And then, boom, blows up. It was a mess.
Wait, the cart blew up?
The cart blew up. The cart blew up.
DM.
We almost died. I got burned something nasty.
Mr. DM?
Yeah.
What are Amon, Bonefella, and Delic wearing? Sorry to interrupt.
Yeah, no. Cool. Anybody jump in anytime.
Since we're closer, what can we get a better description of kind of what they're like?
Yeah, they're all wearing. I mean, they're all wearing adventuring gear. They don't look. They don't look much different than you guys. I mean, they're all in leather armor, adventuring boots. You know, basic weapons that they've all got, either a short sword or. Actually, Delic, the big dude, has a long sword, but yeah, they just look like adventurers.
Is there a symbol? I forget the name of the clan or the gang.
Because I don't know my notes. Riders or something like that.
Nobody's wearing any sort of symbols.
Okay, cool. Just wanted to make sure.
So, after that, we leave that cart, and then there's this cave, right? And my guys, they were nervous, like they are now, right? I knew nothing was wrong, but I was wrong this time. There were some more goblins. We had to clear them out. And then we go in the cave, and more goblins, and I got hit with a lot of water, almost died. It was a nightmare. And then there was a goblin. It was like, you know, I'll tell you whatever you want. I'll show you where this injured dwarf is. And he's pointing to the injured dwarf. But it was a trap. So, I knew it was a trap.
So when they... when you talk about the injured dwarfs, Amon says, "So you found this one in these goblin caves?"
Oh no! It was another one.
Oh my goodness, you fellas have been quite through a lot. I suggest we've made camp for the day, and as you can see, we've been a little bit lazy. We'll probably stay here the rest of the night. You're welcome to join us and partake in the rest of this food and drink.
That is greatly appreciated. I it's not often you meet such fine people on the road, and any spare supplies that we have, we will certainly share with you. I don't have much, but some water and spare rations.
Excellent. That is quite humane of you, but I don't believe that will be necessary. Your friend here, and he taps Mortis on the shoulder, you know, gives him a big shake. He's more than given us he's more than paid us with the gold pieces. We could.
Oh.
Yeah, I take care of folks, yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, where are you fine gentlemen headed? Maybe we can assist you on the way. Maybe our paths will be crossing.
I believe back to Phandalin.
Yeah.
Try to collect some bounty and continue on. Maybe we heard of some orcs in the north that we need to kill.
Orcs, a nasty bunch. If I were. You look like a hardy group, but if I were you, I'd stay clear of the orcs. Nasty bunch those things are.
If we get paid,
not as nasty as Tabitha.
Tabitha,
I smile a little bit, and I pet my war picket and kind of like glance down at it so they kind of get the hint of who Tabitha is.
To which Delek starts laughing so hard he almost falls off of his seat. He's what kind of mama's boy walks around with a war pick named Tabitha? If I have not heard of such tomfoolery.
The smirk goes from a smirk to like a mean stare. No one calls me a mama's boy.
So,
but he just did. That's what he did.
Delek looks at his two friends and says, "I grow tired of these games. Now that they have partaken in the food and the drink, may we just kill them?"
Oh no! I was wrong.
You were wrong.
What do you mean, kill us?
Everybody, no! Give me a constitution check.
Why?
Because of what the poison.
I didn't eat or drink anything, dude. Took anything.
DM, is this poison? Is it a saving throw or a straight contract?
What's that?
Do you want a constitution saving throw or just a straight contract?
Yeah, I'm sorry. It is a saving throw.
Oh,
is this against poison? Because as a dwarf, I have advantage against saves versus poison.
Yes, it is against poison.
Are you making us all eat it?
Crit.
Well, I thought everybody said they were eating.
There you go.
Okay, I wanted to say hide, but then fucking.
if you didn't eat, you're good to go.
All right. And I'm good to go with that crit.
I have no initiative, though.
Okay, so hold on. Let me count all these up.
No,
Carl. I'm assuming you're rolling for Gundren.
Yeah, I am.
And he would have advantage as well.
Go dwarves, go! Go dwarves, go!
We are the best. What can I say? Not like those wimpy elves rolling 15s.
I mean, 15 will pass, I hope.
That's not so. That's actually a 9. That didn't work the way it was supposed to. Okay, so he's good. Gundren is good.
Nice.
So basically, everybody, Carl, go ahead and give me a D4.
Oh, damn it, Amon! I wanted to be right just one time.
So, Carl, you take 3 points of poison damage, and you are also at disadvantage during this combat that's about to happen.
Does it have to?
Well, hey, it doesn't have to. If they put their weapons down, we will let them live.
I mean, no. you could say that.
No,
nah, they hurt me.
Well, on my turn, I will. I'll wait till my turn. We'll see how the combat starts if we're rolling initiative.
Yeah, let's.
Would I have to roll to save or hurt feelings?
I think we have constitution again.
Hold on 1 second here.
Are you looking it up?
Yeah, no, I'm not. I'm getting our map set up.
Don't worry, I don't have any points of healing hands left, everybody, so. I have one spell slot, though.
I think I have a healing potion still. Not to
yeah, the one you owe me because I had to save you with mine. Yeah, I remember that.
I have key, though, now, finally. I'll win.
Alrighty.
Ready for initiative?
Yeah. Let me move you on the map, and then go ahead and do your... The new map should now be up. And,
I see him.
Yeah, move your characters in kind of this area. I mean, because you guys are all pretty close together.
I'm not going first.
Hey, this map still has the graffiti on it.
It does.
Hey!
These guys.
At least you guys are going first.
I can't believe Amon would do this to me. We shared bacon.
Ooh, Amon just critted too. He was ready.
That was me.
Could be Gundren.
No, Gundren is not in. He's sitting this one out.
He's not fighting capable.
No, absolutely not. Aw, man. Is this just me, or did our turn thing double up?
What do you mean double up?
No,
I think it's just you. I just see myself in there, and I'm incredibly happy that I am in the initiative order.
Yeah,
I see everybody in there.
Yeah, I'm in there.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Yeah.
Okay. Actually, that is a 22. Let's make sure this works right. All right, so see, because I've got 2 for Mortis.
I just say the 1.
That means Mortis. I get 2 turns. That's what that is.
So, did you get the 19 or the 20?
I'm the 20.
20.
Yeah, you got a 20.
And Dax got 18.
Yeah, he did. Salty got a 14. Carl and 8. Helmet a 5.
Yeah, see, because maybe it's on the map from our last one. Okay, let me get this out of here.
Kind of like that pink line somebody drew.
I don't know who did that, but they seem like a swell guy.
So Halman should have a 5, right?
Yes, I have a 5.
Yeah, this didn't work.
Yeah, it's probably from the owlbears.
Holy cow. Let me change it. What do you have, Carl?
8.
8. Okay, we're just going to do it like this.
If you want, we could all write it down in the chat.
Let's do that. Because it's for a reason. It's not doing me right here. So if I'm reading this right with my weird little order thing, I've got the bad guys first. Mm-hmm. Then we should have Mortis.
Mm-hmm.
Then Dax.
Mm-hmm.
Helmet has 17, is that right?
No, Helmet's a 5. Salty has 14 next.
Okay, so Salty.
Then Carl. Then Carl. Then Helmet last.
Okay, perfect. All right, so what we'll do is we'll go, just to make it easy, this one in the middle is Amon, Delix on the outside, and big, big bone fella is right there on this side.
Man, poor guys.
All righty, so...
We're going to have to die. Ugh.
We share bacon, man.
Mortis, I think you're the only one who sees significance with that.
I
hate to break it to you.
I mean, it hurts. I mean, wait, and also, thinking about this, just logistically, you guys cook poison bacon on the off chance someone might ask for bacon. That is diabolical.
It was in the wine.
Oh.
Yeah, it was in the wine.
Oh. Okay, then the bacon's still good.
So if we kill them, we can still eat the rest of the bacon.
Right.
Yes. Oh, then this it's all now. It's a battle for bacon. Win against the hog. Let's go.
Come on, Mortis. Come on, Mortis. Go hog wild.
I hate you.
Now there's bacon on the table, are you actually going to not run away from a battle?
You goddamn right. I'm bringing out the short sword. That's how you know it's serious.
Okay. So, Amon reaches up and... got to minimize this here. Amon reaches out and... this is Helmet in the middle, right?
Yes.
Okay. And he pulls out the long sword and swings it your direction.
I'll allow it. That will miss.
Okay. And with his second attack, he does the same thing.
Ooh, 2 attacks. That will also miss.
All right.
Nice.
Next up will be Delic. And... he... will take us... And I said this was Delic on the top end here, so he will swing at... Good God. That's Salty Water, right?
Mm-hmm.
Wee wee.
A wee wee.
So he goes, no one who faces the Red Brands lives to tell about it.
Oh,
I knew it! I knew it!
Wait, so how do people know that?
I think they just didn't have their bandanas on that day or something.
So that's a 15. Is that going to miss, right?
Yes, that misses.
Okay. So he swings, you dodge it, but then he breaks out his second attack and does the exact same thing.
Wait, man, second attack? Oh,
and he misses.
Oh, boy. This might be a problem if they have a second attack.
All right, so now we go to Mortis.
Okay. Going to take a few steps back into the foliage here.
But bacon.
All right.
Just
Mortis, where are you going?
I'm going to shoot this bastard. I'm going to shoot this guy. Is that Amon? I'm shooting Amon.
Amon's in the middle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm gonna shoot him because he broke my heart. I'm gonna guess that misses hard as F.
Yeah, that does miss.
Alright, then I would like to use my cunning action to hide.
Wow.
Oh,
wow.
A two.
Wow. I don't know what it is.
Mortis, random change, baby.
I'm a bush.
Mortis starts the trouble and is the first one to bounce out as soon as it goes sideways.
Yeah.
All right, Dax, you're up.
All right. Well, I'm going to just run up to the closest one. Right there.
That's the big guy.
Oh, yeah. Let's do it. And I'm going to, you know, try to cut him up with my short sword.
Yes, you can. Yes, you can.
That's a 17.
Yeah, 17 to hit. 6 damage if it does.
All right, so you lay into him, and you know, you make what you think is solid contact with him. He, you know, a little bit of trace of blood comes from on his shoulder there.
Yeah.
He laughs. Puny.
That's fine.
Puny. This is nothing. And he just kind of
flexes.
And then
I'm gonna. Fine, asshole. Then I'm gonna spend a key point, and I'm gonna make 2 unarmed strikes.
Neither
God
one.
Damn it!
Yeah. So as he's flexing you go for the kung fu hit, and both of them kind of miss. Just it looks pretty pitiful.
That works fine. Out.
Right. At least I hit him.
Yeah, you did hit him.
Sure.
I guess that's... Is that Helmet's up next? Or no, wait.
Salty.
Salty's up next.
So I immediately take out Tabitha and say, let's see who's the mama's boy now. And I'll swing at the guy in front of me who I think is...
Delic.
Yeah.
Nice.
That,
God damn.
Yeah, no kidding. So 23 and with 9 points of damage. All right, so Tabitha sinks into him, and he spits up a lot of blood and kind of wobbles, but then rears back like he's going to get into the fight.
Bring it on.
All right, so are you moving or anything else?
I'm staying right in front of him.
All
right. I'm not going anywhere.
Carl, you're up.
I will swing.
At which one?
Ooh.
Yes.
So
there
the one
we go, Carl.
That I'm adjacent to.
The big guy.
Oh, okay, the big guy again? Okay.
Yeah.
So 20 with 7.
Yep.
7 points of damage. So Bonefella, after, you know, dodging the couple of unarmed kung fu strikes, takes that long sword hit right to the gut, and he grabs at his insides as they kind of come spilling out. He's looking pretty rough. Ooh. Right now.
Carl, that talk, 2 hits almost takes him out. Come on.
Carl's response is literally like, whoops.
You gag a little bit.
Yeah.
Helmet, you're up.
I'll take out mine and go, Tabitha, why don't you meet the Rock Seeker?
Oh my god.
And I'm gonna swing at the main guy there.
Amon in the middle, okay.
Amon, yeah. Nice.
23-13,
okay. That's not bad at all. Okay, so you, well, that was your battle axe, right?
Yeah, the Rock Seeker one that I just got.
Gotcha. Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Okay. So that one comes crashing down, you know, bounces, you know, cuts right through that tattered leather armor, and he groans in pain.
And then I'll go, you can put your weapons down and come to jail.
And you say that to Amon?
Yeah. Well, to them in general, but I'm right in Amon's face, so.
No can do, my friend. No can do. Red brands don't go out like suckers, and we definitely don't do jail.
At least he's honest.
Yeah, that's fair. You gotta respect that in somebody.
Then you will have to die for what you've done to that poor man and his wife.
Nope, nope, boys. Clearly we need to switch to non-lethal because they don't do jail. So clearly we have to put them in jail.
So Amon says to you, I still have fight left in me, fella. And he swings at you.
Aww. Yeah.
Yikes. Yeah, hate to see you that happy.
Six damage, though. That's not bad.
Okay, so you take that 6 points of damage and he goes...
Yep.
He goes, might this be turning? And he swings his first second attack at you. If we can get it to work here.
Nope, not turning at all.
Okay.
I'm fine, you're bleeding.
Right. All right, so Delek, you know, kind of holds his, where Tabitha sank into him, and he says, I still think any man who fights with a pick with a woman's name is nothing better than a woman himself.
What's wrong with women?
Come on, man, misogynistic much?
18 for 3 damage.
I'm right.
18 will help.
Okay, so 3 damage, and he comes back and swings again.
Their second hits are never as good. Trust, oh, I lied.
Stop talking! Stop talking!
You have no place to say that, Mortis.
I don't know what you mean. I'm fine.
All right, so that's 5 damage.
Okay.
And then Bonefella.
Fella!
Bonefella reaches back and he attacks... that's Dax, right? On the outside?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Bring it on! I'm gonna die.
Hold strong, boys. These fools can't take us. That's 16.
Ooh. I like block his attack, and then I laugh at him because he laughed at me. And you said I was weak.
We'll see about that, my friend. We'll see about that.
Ooh.
So he gets a...
Can I disarm him?
He might as well at this point. So that second attack goes awry as well, to which Delek yells at him and goes, all that time in the gym and no damage? We should never have let him come along. Mortis, you're up.
All right. So I'm going to do something a little different here. Let's see. I'm going to run into the fray.
What?
What? Guys, that's recorded right now. We have that on.
Okay, I can barely make it here, I believe. He's going to get an attack of opportunity. You know what? I'm going to risk the attack of opportunity to flank. Here we go.
You actually don't.
No, no, yeah. You're thinking fourth edition.
Oh, sweet. Okay, so in that case...
Yeah, as long as you stay engaged, they don't get an opportunity.
Yep, no opportunity. All right,
in that case, I am going to stab Amon in the back with my short sword the way he stabbed me in the back with bacon.
Nice.
So that's a 18 with 6 points, or 8 points of damage, or... No, 6 points.
6 foot, and if he's engaged, right, with
yes,
with my buddy here,
yep.
So that's going to be sneak attack damage as well. So let me roll that. God damn it!
So man. That's a 1 for the sneak attack. So Mortis comes out of hiding, bounces through the battle there, you know, kind of matrix flips over everybody, and runs that short sword through Amon's back, and says something to the effect of. Bacon?
This is for the bacon!
You like pull him close, whisper into his ear. You betrayed me.
So
we could have been friends.
So, Halimat, all you see is Amon's eyes go wide, and blood, he spits his blood all over you, falls to the floor at your feet.
Yeah! I mean, cool. Nobody teased, nobody lies to me with bacon. No one.
All right, so that means Dax, you're up.
All right, I'm going to keep going after the big guy. God bless America.
Okay, so that will...
I'm going to use my other key point because I'm so mad. I'm going to make two other strikes.
I'm starting to think Mortis is better.
No!
Oh,
so he sees that sword coming and kind of gets his second win and, you know, parries your sword attack with his sword. Then as you kind of come at him again with the kung fu grip again, he parries both of those and he's like... It's like, the tide is turning, my friend. You will die first among your friends.
I would like to use my free action to be like, I mean, we kind of both suck right now. Let's just call this one a draw.
Let's see what happens.
Let's call it a tie.
And I win ties.
Right. Ooh. Tie goes to the runner. You ain't moving. Salty, you're up.
I'm going to make another attack with Tabitha.
Nice.
21 and 9, and that's against Delic again, right?
Yes, it is.
Okay. So as you kind of you stab him right through the gut there, he grabs onto Tabitha, pulls himself close to you, you know, face to face.
Oh, that's badass.
Smiles and says, "Well played, Tabitha. Well played." Closes his eyes and slumps over.
Oh,
nice. Guy died with honor right there.
Mr. Carl, you are up.
Surrender now, and we won't arrest you.
There is no surrender.
Is he the last one living?
He's the last one.
Okay.
Longsword, non-lethal.
Okay, so what, you just hit him with, so you pull off that sword, that's a 22 if I'm reading it right?
Yeah, yeah. It's exactly the same, it's just
okay.
Pretty much.
So, You pull out the longsword, he kind of closes his eyes and smiles, you know, ready for death, you hit him with the flat end of it, and it knocks him to the ground, he's unconscious.
Excellent.
So if I were to take a shot now, it would be an auto crit or and a sneak attack, right?
Pretty
just
much.
Asking for curiosity sake.
Technically, yes.
Technically, yeah.
But you're not up.
I'm just asking, just curious.
I'm gonna step forward and take out a string of rope and start binding kick his weapon away and start binding his arms.
Okay.
And I'm going to start tending his wounds.
And I'm going to start looting the bodies.
I want to help Mortis with that. I want to see if we can find any emblems of this gang on them that might have been hidden that we could use maybe for infiltration later.
Okay.
I'm being very thorough in search of their coin purse for symbols of the red, whatever.
Okay, so...
Red brands.
Yeah. So okay, let's start with the medicine check. You do stabilize him. He's kind of waking up in and out of consciousness. He's bound in ropes and he's like, bastards, let me die with honor. All that good stuff.
And then after that, immediately after that, I'll go to the other two bodies and make sure that they're dead.
They're all dead, yes.
And once I deem them dead, I take their heads as well.
Oh my goodness.
Jesus Christ.
Man after my own heart.
What the fuck, guys?
I leave for one trip and you guys become barbarians.
Bonefella.
Not all of us.
Bonefella literally pukes and craps himself at the sight of that.
I'll look at him and be like, is that what you consider dying with honor? Wouldn't you rather live?
I would rather be far away from the despicable likes of you people. I've never seen such atrocities.
Well, neither have I, but at least I can keep it in.
I mean, stick around, man. We just get warmed up.
This poor guy. I mean, he's evil, but this poor guy.
Tell us about the Red Brands. What did you do with that poor man's wife?
Okay, hold on one second. All right, so everybody who's been searching the, mm-hmm. the bodies and whatnot, you don't find any emblems. You basically you find it's not much. I mean, they each have a sword. They've got about, you know, they don't have much on them. There's the meat, there's the wine. There is about, you know, let's say 20 silver pieces among all three of them.
Okay, I'm going to definitely take back my two gold.
Excellent. Okay. God. So I heard somebody ask a question, and the question was...
I'm asking him to tell me about the Red Brands and what happened to the wife of the man that they buried in the ground.
Buried in
the... Mainly because I can't think of her name offhand.
Buried in the ground? What? I've never heard of such a thing.
When was the last time you were in Phandelver?
Last in Phandelver, maybe a month ago.
Oh, well then you probably don't know about them. Shit! Where have you been then?
My friends and I have been just roaming the forest.
And trying to kill people?
Opportunity strikes, it is what it is. You know the code.
Well, next time you should probably wait till we're sleeping without our armor on. I'm pretty hard to hit with armor. As you see, most of us were hard to hit.
Yeah, he's not lying.
Future reference if you make it through this.
That's true.
Just trying to better you.
Anybody else say anything?
What kind of armor was Amon wearing?
It's all leather. Everybody's got leather.
Yeah, I'm going to take his armor. And you said that guy was using a longsword, right?
Yes.
I would like to take that as well. And I will name it Tabitha 2.
Get out of here.
It's not Tabitha. It's Tabitha 2.
Yeah, Tabitha
Jr. I like Tabitha 2 because it's a Little Shop of Horrors reference.
Man, do you want to go back to Phandalin with us and reach your justice?
Or we could just kill you.
He looks at the guy who's been chopping heads and he says, I will return to Phandalin with you. Just keep that one away from me.
That can be done.
Which one does he gesture towards?
Is he tied up?
You?
Yeah, he's tied up.
Like, someone's going to lead him with, like, a rope?
I will.
I wanted
to hand it to Carl, specifically, because he's
a boy. No, I'm not that mean of a person.
We are. We are.
Salty, back me up here.
Saul?
I think we need to scare the shit out of him.
He is scared.
Give him to Carl.
So Gundren kind of looks at you guys and he looks at the sky and he goes, it is getting late, my friends. I don't know that we can make it back by nightfall. Are we camping here or are we going to press on?
I mean, there's already food at the tent.
Do we want to go to the castle and have actual shelter for the night?
You couldn't make it to the castle by nightfall.
Yeah, because we've already been traveling back.
You're basically, I mean, you're only halfway. a few hours out at this point.
Also, there's kind of a bugbear in the castle still.
Or owlbear.
Which we could definitely
owlbear.
Take.
Owlbear. Yeah, since this camp's already set, why don't we use it ourselves? Hey, you, and I give him a little kick. Are there any other Red Brands around here that you're expecting?
No, we were... out doing our thing, collecting as much coin as we could, and we were...
How much coin did they have?
They had about 20 silver pieces.
That's all you could. Wow, you guys are bad at your job.
Honestly, you were only the second people we came across today.
Wait, well, what happened? You didn't get ours. You would have been rich. Could have retired off of our gold.
Wait, so you haven't been back to home base in a month, but this was only your keep from today. Where's your stash?
What you see is what we have.
I would like to make an insight check.
Okay.
You guys are terrible bandits.
Tell me where the gold is.
What? This is all that we have on us.
No, that's not what he asked. He said, where's your stash? I'm going to let Carl drag you back to town if you don't tell us everything.
So he's chewing on his lip as he talks, and he goes, "There, my friends, there is no stash."
What did he say? I'm sorry?
He says, he's chewing on his lip when he's kind of talking, and he's like, my friends, there is no stash. This is what we have.
Okay, I'm confused about your motivations of being in the woods. like interpersonal motivations, not like your character motivations, but like you're so bad at this that like you should be having a life crisis right now of like, because like I like pull out my coin purse and I like jingle it as like, this is after 3 days.
Well, I guess we should just sleep here, take watches, watching over this stupid fool, and head back to town tomorrow and have him face his sentence in jail, and then maybe we'll go deal with more of these red brands.
Guys, we're not done here. I pull out the bow and I put like the arrowhead like right on his head. Where is the stash?
Mortis, he said there wasn't any.
He's lying. Where's the stash?
All right. So when you put the bow to his head, wait. Just calm down, my friend. And
I'm crazy. I'm filled up with bacon and poison wine.
I will agree. Carl and Mortis are a bit kill happy after our last trip to some goblin-infested zone. So
he's all tied up, but he nods his head toward the opposite tree line from where you guys came in.
Check it.
Right here?
Yeah.
I'll go check it.
Yeah, you go check that out. I'm not leaving this man, this defenseless man with Mortis and Carl.
Because I'm crazy. I'm straight up loco. Who knows what I'll do? And I press the arrow tip.
I got a 19 perception.
Okay, so while you're kind of fumbling around there in the woods.
Good cop, bad cop.
I think our group's more like bad cop, bad cop.
I'm a good cop.
Stop lying to yourself. Oh, man.
Bad cop, bad cop.
Right. And then
bad cop, okay, batter cop, crazy cop.
And then okay cop is Hellmat.
I'll take okay cop.
Anyways, 19 to perception.
Alright, so in the woods there, you kind of fumble around and you hit pay dirt, so to speak. Your hands come up against a hard chest that is, you know, shallowly covered up, or I should say covered up in branches and such.
All right. Well, I notice Saul's with me. I say, help me get this thing out of here. Let's do it.
I help him get it out of the ground.
Give me strength checks with advantage.
And that is why I asked.
That's not
true. You're rolling at advantage. I guess that's not a strength check. Open up your character sheet and use it that way.
There, 17.
There you go.
I have a +0 to strength, so I just used athletics.
Okay.
Ah.
So
it's all saving for something.
It is pretty heavy. You can move it, and you guys are able to, let's say, drag it back to camp, to the little campsite. But if you tried moving this sucker back to town, you're going to throw your back out. Okay. And you'll be out here forever.
Well, we have a really strong guy that can carry it.
Let's knock this thing open. Let's take a look.
You take the best parts out of it?
There is a lock on it.
I will attempt to pick it.
I can do that.
Mortis like, wants to.
Like I was like, that sounds like a Mortis thing.
Yeah. Mortis, get over look, here.
Look at that. Suddenly Mortis is in demand. Alright, so... Hey,
I'm proficient with thieves' tools too, bro.
Oh, okay, go for it.
But you can. You can try. Okay. You're probably better.
Oh. Where would I find that?
It's a sleight of hand.
Okay. I can do that. Ooh. That is the wrong thing. Never mind.
Mortis breaks
did
a nail.
Did I make it off?
Trying
can
to,
I try? Can I try? To make it open. Can I try?
Yes. Anybody can try.
Did I make it? I'm filled up on bacon and poison wine.
Guys, why don't I just break it and I grab my crowbar out of my bag and take it off?
It does not open for you either.
Oh. One more try?
All right, there you go.
The lock pops open.
Yes. Can we high five each other?
High five.
Yes.
Okay, so you pop this sucker open. And
it explodes.
You hear a psst, no.
And nobody checked it.
And then I stare at Carl before I die. What did you do?
Okay. So, inside, there's some gold pieces. There's mm-hmm. some silver pieces or some copper pieces. There's also it's a piece of armor. It's like a helmet, which is probably why it's so partially why it's so heavy.
Helmets.
Yeah, there's a helmet in there. Yep.
Easy guy.
My clan makes helmets.
There is a sack full of somebody. Give me a D20. Anybody. First one.
It's a race. There you go.
Okay. Nice. There are 20. There's a sack, and when you open up, there's 20 gemstones of some sort in there. There is a wedding ring in there. And also, next to the wedding ring. There's a locket.
Open that locket.
I would like to open that locket.
Yeah, I want to see who it is. Especially that wedding ring's giving me pause.
So inside the locket is a just a scribbled sketch type picture of a man and a woman. And
do I recognize the man?
You give me an insight check. Anybody?
I want to know if it's that guy that we saw.
Saw in the, to his head. In the road.
Yeah.
Well, I have an idea. If he makes me mad.
Damn it!
Can I try?
Can I try?
I'm gonna ask if I can try as well.
Anybody? I don't know who this is. This is familiar to anybody else. Oh, that 20 though.
There we go.
Okay. So with that 20, and even with the 13, you guys are pretty sure it is the dude that you found when you first rolled into.
Yes. Bandit. Okay.
I'm gonna slap the guy. Up.
No.
Hang on, wait.
I did not say.
I recognize it.
So did I. And I run up to the dude. I put my foot on his chest, slam him into the ground, draw my short sword, put it up to his neck, and say, "Why the hell are you lying to us about this guy that you just killed?"
And I go and pick up a bottle of wine that they served us.
Oh, well, boy.
So, this is bad manners cop right here, guys. Shut up, helmet.
This doesn't concern you.
So I'm gonna go take the wedding ring.
While this is going on, I'll put the ring on.
while Dex has him pressed against the ground, I uncork the bottle of wine and start pouring it down his mouth.
Okay.
Carl stops him.
I'm walking away. I can't
so,
watch
so are
this.
We are we giving him a chance to respond before we start pouring the poison wine down his throat? I mean, give me an idea. What are we?
Yeah, yeah.
I'll give him a round. I'll give him 6 seconds to start talking.
Okay. So
while all this is going on, I'd like to state that I'm putting on the helmet.
I hope it weighs you down. Can't run from battle anymore.
So Bonfella looks up and he's kind of shaking his head and spitting before the wine even gets at him, and he's like, no. I swear I did not kill anybody and take that locket. I swear.
Then how'd you get this? How'd you get it?
It must have been the others. It must have been the others. Oh, I just
so there are others that are going to come here then.
No. The others you killed. I just joined them recently. I swear.
Hey guys, I think we're not asking the right question.
Can I get an insight check on that?
Yes.
A DM, is this a male a man's wedding ring or a woman's?
It's a woman's.
All right, guys, I don't think we're asking the right questions.
They have the woman still.
So he
right.
Saul, you, based on what you've seen before and how he was biting his lip, you know, when he was lying before, you get the feeling he's telling the truth.
Okay.
All right, so did they
Do you know where
about...
the woman is?
I thought you said you walked away.
Well, I'm by the chest with the ring and all.
The chest is, like, literally where I'm standing. I brought it back to, like, where we were.
Oh, yeah, they dragged it back to the fire. Chest.
So you are I'm watching us do this.
Over here on the other side of the chest.
You know you want to watch. Well, <I know. laughs> You're getting a little excited.
I love this party.
All right, so what's going on here?
I asked, okay. Does he know about the woman who belongs to
Yeah, that's what
to
I was
going to
say, too. Did the other two ever talk about the woman?
They did talk. They talk about women all the time.
Where is this woman?
Oh, this one. Yeah, okay, sorry.
Point at the picture.
I don't know for sure.
Wine.
I don't... No, wait. They talked about... They talked about selling a woman to the frog people things in that swamp. That's all I know. I don't know if it's this woman. I don't know if it's another woman. It could be any woman. But they did talk about selling a woman to the frog people.
Where do they keep their people they're enslaving?
As far as I know, they don't. We the Red Brands don't keep people. Every time we've taken somebody, we just roughed them up and we sold them. We're not in the business of keeping slaves.
Well, you're selling them into slavery. Where do you keep them before you sell them?
We don't. I don't know. I have never seen us keep any slaves.
Well, it's getting late. We should probably let him think about the rest of his answers till the morning.
If you guys don't mind, I'd like to, DM, I'd like to start talking to him in Thieves' Cant.
Okay.
Listen, pal. We're gonna kill you most likely if you don't give us something actionable. So tell us where the woman is, or we're gonna kill you and we're probably gonna do it slow.
Mortis, what the fuck are you saying?
Wait, what was that about cats?
Huh? What? Oh, I'm not, I got something in my throat. Right, pal?
And he speaks back to you. I truly do not know where this woman is. But like I said, I've heard them talk about a woman, and they laughed and joked and this, that, and the other. They sold to some frog people. To the frog. All right,
man. then you even need to tell us where those frog people are, or where just any frog people are, because we got a hankering to kill, and if it ain't them, it's you.
They're outside of Phandalin. I've never been there. In fact, I've never actually been to Phandalin. He says that to you. He goes, you know, I recently joined, and I'm coming from elsewhere. I've never been to Phandalin, but I've heard that outside of Phandalin, in a collapsed mine. A flooded mine. That's where all manner of nastiness
lives, and I wouldn't be surprised if the frog people are there. Frogmen.
Okay. Also, have you ever been to the Red Brand's headquarters?
I have not. These folks were supposed to take me and introduce me. That's where we were headed, but I've never been to Phandalin.
I would like to make an inside check on him.
Uh-huh.
I believe him.
you believe him.
What are you guys saying?
Huh? Oh, no, he said he was thirsty. So I give him some water from my flask. Good talk.
Thank you, Mortis. That's so nice of you.
I know, right? I'm so sweet. And then I straight up take that pig. Like, straight up. Not even hiding it.
Take the what?
The pig. Oh, by the way, the whole time I've been wearing this helmet.
Wait, what pig?
The pig that they were cooking when you first bought it.
Oh, gotcha.
Well, you gotta keep your head game.
All right, so it is beyond nightfall at this point.
Yeah, I sit down the guy next to me, and like I start slicing off pieces of the pig and like taking a bite and then like handing him a bite, and if he doesn't take any, I like force it in his mouth.
No, he no need to be drastic. He happily takes the food.
Then me and Mortis can split shifts because we only need 4 hours of sleep.
Yeah, unlike you humans, big and small.
Weird, yeah, okay. You're weird human, different sized human.
So who's taking the first shift?
I think we should have two up, because we have a prisoner to watch plus the surrounding area to watch.
Okay. So somebody who's watching the surrounding area, give me a d20.
So who's first? Is it Mortis and Dax?
No, we're going to split. So I'll be the second. Like, I'll be the second two shifts, and Mortis.
I'll stay awake with Mortis, and I'm going to take the precious gems once everybody else goes to bed. I want the big ones because I'm looking for a nice large precious gem for the future.
By the way, still rocking that helmet, and here's my perception. Wow, I suck.
Okay. So nothing, nothing, well, it wasn't perception, it was just a roll, but nothing happens in that first shift.
Okay.
All right, so who's up next, the next shift for the night?
Are you doing fours or twos?
What's that?
You're doing four shifts for like the non-elves, or are you just doing two?
I was just doing two.
Alright, and I'll take it.
Okay.
Actually, Carl, you can do it. I don't know how to roll.
Just roll a d20.
Put roll slash 1d20.
I'm still trying to figure out how to whisper.
I know, right?
W/ type the person's name in.
Okay.
LOL.
So on the right hand side of the screen, there's the arrow paintbrush. Yep. Click on the dice button, and then you'll have a number of different dice.
Yeah, it's probably the easiest.
Yeah, that's the easiest way.
Okay.
Five.
So nothing happens in that part of the night as well.
Nailed it.
Okay, so morning breaks and Gundren.
Oh, we get hit points back.
Yeah, that's right. You got to do all that stuff too. I almost forgot.
That's easy.
So morning breaks and Gundren says,
"You guys are crazy.
I feel like we've pressed our luck on this. We should get back to the safety of town. If this one was my thought is if this one and his friends were roaming around." There may be more, not to mention goblins.
I agree.
Agreed.
We'll take him with. We can ask him questions on the way.
Okay. What are we doing with the chest?
I took the bag of gems.
Okay.
Last night.
I think we should divvy up the weight amongst us evenly.
I like that.
Yeah, that works.
And then can we bury the chest back where it was?
Yeah, it wasn't really buried. It was just, you know, it was kind
of... Right, just, like, kind of hidden.
Yeah.
Like,
I would like to leave a note in the chest.
See, I was considering leaving one of my two precious heads in the chest.
Ooh.
That's fine. Yeah, leave a head.
Yeah, go ahead, leave it.
But I think that there's something special just about hurling two heads at the stronghold of these jerks.
Yeah, but I think one and two heads would do the same thing if you want to make a message to people in the woods.
Let's leave one head here. We'll leave one head here in the chest where we'll hide it where it was, and then you can take a head with you to throw at someone later.
Okay. Here, give me one head to put in the chest, and I'll write a really cool note. You guys will love it. It's going to be great.
What's the note?
Or, hear me out. Do we carve an R in their forehead like that guy?
Ooh. Well, then they'll think. But then they'll think Red Brand's killed him.
Oh, not when they read the note, though. Not when they read the note. Trust me, it's going to be great.
Okay.
No. But think about it. If they think that Red Brand's killed them, then we can start some inner organization, infighting.
Oh, that's true too. I want to hear what this note says.
It says, love. Tabitha.
Okay, I like that.
Mortis, you're my favorite.
All right, so you guys head back toward town with a...
I see what you did there.
You guys head back toward town with this Goliath-looking Red Brand ruffian in tow. You guys are all weighted down by various items and whatnot, and you're also helping Gundren, right?